important to take precautions. Bring safety gear like a life vest, ice pick, and rope, and pack a tape measure you can use to check the ice's thickness. It should be at least 4 inches thick to walk on and much thicker to drive onto. And remember, these guidelines only apply to clear ice, which forms as lake water freezes. White ice, which forms from ice or snow that is thawed and then refrozen, is weaker and needs to be much thicker to be safe. If ice does start cracking beneath you, lie down to spread your weight and roll away. And if you fall in, use an ice pick to grab firm ice, kick to pull yourself up, and go warm up immediately. No ice is completely safe, and as the climate warms, the risks will grow. But if you're careful, you can still enjoy a winter day skating or ice fishing. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Welcome back to the Wham Bam East Van Show. This is DJ Meddy, and we have our next special guest, and they're called the Whippersnappers. Please introduce yourselves.
Yo, my name is Ian, and I am the lead vocals for Whippersnapper.
Yeah, he's the main voice. I'm Brian. I'm one of the drummers.
Awesome. Okay. And then, yes, when I think of the name Whippersnappers, I totally think of the Western movies, right?
Pretty much, yeah. You know, kind of that, especially kind of a lot of us, you know, East End mindset, you know, we were looking at what direction we want to go and something with a little bit of a bite to it.
Yeah, amazing. Okay. And, yeah, do you like the Clint Eastwood kind of movies or did you watch Bonanza?
I like Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger. How about, did you watch anything when you were growing up?
Pretty much. Most of it was all the Italian Westerns, you know, so Clint Eastwood, of course.
Yes, amazing. Okay, so please tell us about Whippersnapper, the band, the sound, and also your band mates.
Oh, yeah, well, there's five of us in the band. Mm-hmm. They're not here tonight, obviously.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Corey, Sebastian, and Darren. Corey is... He's a rhythm guitarist and the music writer.
He's kind of the maestro of the whole project and kind of brought
it all together. It is his project.
Okay.
It is his music. And Sebastian is a lead guitar, and we have Darren on bass.
On bass.
And I think that's it. Yeah.
Right now, other than you, of course.
Yeah. And yeah. and I think the style of music is rock punkish.
A little rockabilly, a little punk, a little Pearl Jam. You know, it's Blink-182-ish. And live, it's certainly more intense live. We had our first show recently, and it was a great crowd, and it was really nice to see people up in front to really just kind of, you know, when you see the heads going and the hands are up, and you're like, okay, well, you're accomplishing a goal.
Amazing. Yes, that was at Cabin's...
Captain's Cabin.
Yeah,
they rock. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, and then we'll also talk about your the next gig that's coming up. But let's hear the first song that we got here, "Lost in the Ashes." Tell me about that.
Oh yeah, "Lost in the Ashes." When I first heard the music, like it was just music, no lyrics, no nothing, just instrumental, right? And then so, oh, this sounds like something. I think I wanna try to, because I have some YouTube influence in me, so I want to try get into that and maybe stole some ideas from.
All right, well, let's just hear it. Here's "Lost in the Ashes" by Whippersnappers on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I used to walk with you down the mirror.
You heard it here first on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, so when does it actually officially is going to be released?
It's going to be released on the 27th.
Yeah, of February.
On February.
This month.
Yes, and it's the same day that you have a gig at the Roxy?
Yeah.
Excited about that one
on Friday night at the Roxy, yes.
Where can people get tickets?
Actually, on the link, we can post it on our Whippersnapper, our Facebook page. I know that our Instagram also has the details. Or on Live Acts. I know they have it on their site as well, too.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Great. Okay, so we have like a guitar here in the studio. And we're going to see if Ian could just kind of play a little something just kind of off the whim here, right?
It's a different version. It's a acoustic version of Lost in the Ashes.
Oh, nice.
Okay. I used to walk with you down to narrow street. We did hold that believed and a soul so fallen, broke the glass of my faith. Now I'm standing here, lost in empty space.
Nice.
Ian, I got a question for you. Do you sing karaoke as well? I know you're the singer of this band, but like, you know, do you sing karaoke?
Yes, I love karaoke. It's my favorite.
He's a father, so he has two beautiful young kids that he certainly interacts with musically.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Okay. We're going to play Sunset Ride on CJSF 90.1, and we'll be back with more Whippersnapper.
Hands up.
Yeah, awesome. All right, guys, just so you know, some of this stuff was recorded raw, like one take. Right? Tell me about that.
Well, we have a small little rehearsal studio that I've kind of converted. We had to get creative and do all in ears and everything. I said, you know, let's do it studio mode. Mm-hmm. So the full drums are mic'd, everything else. And, you know, the bands that we share it with, they love it. But, yeah, we decided it was bed tracks initially. You know, not just natural tempo, no metronome, no click tracks. And then some of the other things like the lead guitars and whatever we did at my place as well as Corey's. We have our own little studios. And then we mixed it and I mastered it. And here we are.
Yeah, because it sounds amazing.
Thank you. We're happy with the end result. And we just know how to make improvements for the future.
Yes. Okay. And that last song that we played, it was called Sunset Ride. And we're going to ask these guys if they've ever rode a motorcycle.
I did a lot of motorcycle riding back in Cambodia.
Mm.
I had a Yamaha SRV 250cc, a V-twin engine, and it was a 1989 model, and I had it for 2 years, and it was the best ever. Like, I rode it like long distance road rides, and it was fun.
And there's no rules of the road out there.
Yeah, no rules, but you have to wear a helmet yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, you said you used to ride?
I used to in my younger years and stuff, and then had a little incident, and then also met a very lovely lady, my wife, and she really distracted me from not getting a bike.
Mm.
So here we are today.
And what kind of bike was it?
Actually, it was a motocross. I was doing dirt bike riding at the time, so it was a two-stroke Yamaha, and again, it was way back in the younger days.
Okay.
Up actually, we're way at Westwood, where the racetrack used to be. We used to back in the day. It was a lot of great off-roading up there. So
awesome. Okay. So yeah, when I think of that song, "A Sunset Ride," I think of, like I said, motorcycle just riding. You know, down the. Are you guys gonna do any music videos in the future?
Yes, yeah. And Corey's already kind of started that too right now with some of our songs. He actually just did one recently for Sunset Ride, actually, and Lost in the Ashes as well. So those are on our websites, and he also has them on the YouTube as well too. We have YouTube. I keep on forgetting about that. We have YouTube as well too. So, but you know, with everything going out, we have it on all platforms on the 27th. Spotify and everything. So we're really excited about that alone.
Yes, fantastic. Okay, and I know we mentioned about the Roxy, but you also have some more upcoming gigs.
Yes, actually, we're going to be over at on March 21st at the Wolf Bar in Maple Ridge.
We love the Wolf Bar.
Yeah, I love the Wolf. They've been really gracious to all of us in so many ways. And then we are in April on the 17th at Lanaloo's. So be a first for myself, but I know Corey and others have, and looking forward to that one. May, we are at the Chill House in Chilliwack, maybe, but I think we're just working on one. I'll shush about that one.
Mm-hmm.
June, we are at the Pemberton.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and then a few more are in the works. Corey's just going crazy right now, doing all the bookings for us. So it's, you know, next thing you know, hey, got this date, boom. And it's like, thank you, you know. And it's so nice to have somebody that does that.
Yes.
Right? He's such a business
go-getter. He's a whippersnapper.
He's snapping it together. I tell you. Exactly. Yes. And, you know, it's so good to have. And every band needs one, you know.
Needs a little whippersnapper
in
your life.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
Totally agree.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Where can people follow you guys?
We are we have
Whippersnapper the band, Facebook,
yes. Instagram, mm-hmm.
Whippersnapper, YouTube,
yes,
and Instagram, and TikTok.
And TikTok.
TikTok, yes. And just earlier we had a TikTok guy here.
Everybody's on TikTok.
Yes. And he was talking about all the different great places to eat in Vancouver. Do you guys have any special places you like to go to eat?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was talking pizza earlier, right?
He was, yes.
And I was telling my wife this the other day. I lived and worked in Whistler for a few years in mid-90s, and it was Misty Mountain Pizza. Oh, my God. It was one of those deep dish, thick, you know, just one pizza filled your void. And just I haven't, you know, been able to find one locally here anymore. It's not the same.
Mm.
But
I like the Memphis.
Memphis Blues.
That's my favorite
barbecue.
Place.
Yeah. Barbecue.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Right on Commercial Drive there, baby. Yeah, yeah, those guys are great.
I want to go there again. Like, it's
yeah. So, yeah, hearing the gentleman earlier, you know,
yes,
good promos to him, especially on TikTok. And in that sense, that's where a lot of our videos are. Corey does, he'll come to us spontaneously after rehearsal and go, Brian, what's your favorite drummer?
Yes.
And he does these little clips. So he's been doing them for months with us.
Perfect.
So there's a whole whack of them on TikTok. And I'm like, hey, keep on doing it. But, you know, he puts you in a spot sometimes.
Right. Okay. So who did you pick? Who is your favorite drummer?
Oh, Neil Peart.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
I had an opportunity to work in the concert industry for a while and, you know, having to meet Rush and work with Rush. And
fantastic.
I have a used snare skin signed by the whole band.
Woo-hoo.
You know, those are one-off memories that, you know, you just got to cherish, right?
Oh, for sure. Yes. Any, like, concerts that you guys are looking forward to or memorable concerts from the past?
No, I'm... concerts from the past. No,
yeah.
I haven't been to a lot of concerts though, but maybe I used to watch Dream Theater twice.
Yeah, Dream Theater, yeah.
Yeah, Iron Maiden, Tool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, and you're wearing a Tool shirt today.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been to Vancouver a few times. Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
Band, I actually, funny enough, I was talking to somebody about a mutual buddy of ours that played bass,
mm-hmm.
Rammstein.
I love Rammstein. I went to the Rammstein concert,
same.
And it was the best.
Yeah.
That was the best concert I've ever been to with the flames and
the production just alone. It's, you know, Kiss. Okay, yeah, you got to appreciate everybody who does pyro, but man, these guys are the masters. It's just
they are the masters because I was way back the very like to the wall, and I felt the heat.
But it's a consistent pump. Like the whole show is just like one pulse.
Yes.
And it's just, that's the whole thing, you know. And when a band can control the crowd, you just feel that pulse. Every song just rolls into the other. And it's just amazing. It's just a good feeling.
Well, you guys have that pulse going with your band, I find. Yeah.
Thank you.
Like you said, you got the dancers going on to your shows. So, yeah, hopefully you'll see them in your future upcoming shows.
Yes. We encourage all.
Oh, yes.
Encourage
perfect.
All.
All right, guys. We're going to play this last song. Tell me about Through the Static.
Yeah, Through the Static, it's kind of like apocalyptic. There's an apocalyptic theme in there, at least. Like, and this guy, he found this old radio. He's trying to listen to the...
The static.
Yeah, trying to hear some... Trying to look for signs or voices or someone else out there is still alive or something, so... That's
who knows what type of dreams he was having leading up to writing the lyrics in this song is all I can say.
Yeah. So what happens, guys, if this is going to come to like World War III or whatever? Are we going to be ready? Are we going to be okay?
I don't think I will be. We're just going to hunker down somewhere. But, you know, we're in Canada, man.
I know,
like,
right?
The old bomb shelter, nothing like that.
I know. We're pretty free. We're pretty like, I'm
you almost
good
gotta,
vibes all
yeah,
around.
And you almost got to wonder which way directions are going to go. But, you know, we had some political... Politically, he was going that direction a little bit on lyrics, and we've had to adjust a few. But we're speaking to the times.
It could be double meaning actually. Like it's about a past relationship, and he's trying to listen to the through the static, trying to hear her name again or something, or her voice, trying to hear her voice again. So
reach out to somebody.
Yeah,
reach out. All right.
Get through the static.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it, folks. And I hope you were able to hear us through the static. Yes. All right, guys, we're about to end here. Any shout outs?
Yes, we would like to thank the people who are the venues are very
kind. Oh, yeah. You know, the Roxy for one to host Nessa, yeah, the Wolf, the Cap's Cabin, Lenaloo's, yeah, Pemberton's, and everyone and anyone else is going to welcome us in the near future.
Yes.
Ron at Bullies, I have to tell you, the New Westminster crew and all of our bands and everybody who we have our space with, the Front Street Studios. You know, it's so awesome to have all the engagement and the interaction and the support of for each other.
Yes.
So, you know, whenever we want to put on a show, we've got lots of bands with lots of talent. And hopefully, I know many of them have been here, so which is really cool, too.
Yes, we love Bullies. Oh, well, I want to thank you guys for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. All right, we'll catch you all next week. Stay tuned for the next show. It's the 60-minute stage dive. Oh, and let's ask you guys a question. Have you ever done the stage dive? Have you ever done the, you know, the crowd surfing?
Back in the days, yeah.
No.
All right, guys, we'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Bye.
This is Bird Note. Scientists have long thought that new species took a very long time to emerge. This thinking has now changed dramatically, thanks to research done in the Galapagos, the site of Charles Darwin's inspiration. On the small island of Daphne Major, Rosemary and Peter Grant have studied the three species of native finches for decades. One day in 1981, they watched a newcomer arrive, a larger finch from an island 100 miles away. Before long, the new finch mated with one of the finches already on the island. No one expected it, but this hybrid union produced descendants different from any of the island's known species. Different enough that the hybrid male's songs didn't attract females of the other species. And the beak